first mitzvah, the mitzvah Anochi Hashem Lekecha, Hashem Sesech Mayas Esfayim. The mitzvah of Emuna. Anochi Hashem Lekecha. Rabban says, Anochi Hashem Yorev Itzav Osam, Sheyodav Yaminu Vashem, Kesh Hashem Hu Elekim, Klomar Hove, Kadmo Mihito, Mihito Hoyo Hakol. He's before everything, he's in the present. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hakol v'chepetz v'cholos v'likim sh'hayavim l'avod oso. We're obligated to worship HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Rambam says, sibahu po'al l'chol hanim slain. Everything that happens in this world comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the midst of the moon, Anoch HaShem Lekecha. The Kash is asked by the Ibn Ezra, when did we become aware of this? When you went out of Mitzrayim, then you came aware of this fact, the Borei Olam, of Hashgacha Pratis. And what about, why does it say Shemayim Vaaretz? Why does it say Anochi Hashem Lekecha Shebor Shemayim Vaaretz? Someone could say Shebor Shemayim Vaaretz that man didn't see the Ribbono Shel Olam. Whatever Rishon was created last, at the Shemayim Vaaretz, the whole Torah cell, at the entire Bria, then Adam Rishon was created, Erev Shabbos. He didn't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu as we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu by another Bria. A Bria of Yetzias Mitzrayim is also a Bria. Hashem says, Sichem Eretz Mitzrayim. You experience Yetzias Mitzrayim, you experience Hashgacha Pratis. That's why he doesn't see Shemayim Vaaretz. Or does the Baal Musa have a different answer? The reason why it doesn't say the mitzvah of Emuna began with Boris Shemayim Vaaretz, because that's obvious. Man was created with Seichel. We said many times, Yiva Be'af of Nishmas Chaim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blew in our nostrils, our two nostrils, a Nishmas Chaim, Ruach Mamala, a Koyach of Spirit of Ruchnius. Where? Why two? One part went to the Moyach, one went to the Lev. Our Moyach is a Chilek HaKam Amal. So for logically, we can come to a realization that the Boro Avraham Avinu was Makir the Boro at the age of three, according to one Gerson the Rama. At the age of three, he was Makir the Boro. That means our Seichel, our Pisechel. We can come to Makir Hashem Boris Shemayim Vaaretz. Our Seichel tells us this. That's why you cannot say Shemayim Vaaretz. And that's obvious. Avraham Avinu doesn't have to be brilliant. Take Makir the Boro. We say in Mizmor Soto, of what the Chofetz Chaim said from the Dibur Magid. Do ki Hashem hu lekim hu asanu v'lo anachnu amu. Do ki Hashem hu lekim hu asanu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us v'lo anachnu. V'lo anachnu. How do you spell the word lo? Lam vav or lam aleph? So the Kriya niksiv. The Kriya is with a lam aleph. However, the Ksiv is Lam and Vav. The Kriya is Lam and Aleph. Ksiv is Lam and Aleph. What does that mean? Lo Anachnu. I give the following mashal. If two people are going on a journey, they go on a journey, a long journey, all alone in the desert, and one realizes that his wall is missing. His valuables are missing. So one turns to his friend and says, you stole my wallet. You stole my objects, my valuables. So he says, and how do you know? Where's the Edim? How do you know? So he answered, because if you didn't steal, who else? There's no one else around. There's no one else around. You must have stolen. There's no one else, logically. And this is what we say. we say do ki Hashem hulakim hu asanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu made us v'lo anachnu v'lo anachnu laman alef the Kree is laman alef. We didn't make it, we didn't make Shemayim v'aretz, so the male of lo, if we didn't make it laman alef, then it's laman vav, you made the world. Who would think the man made the world? What human being made the sun and the heavens? V'lo anachnu. That's logical. I don't need a Torah for that. I don't need a pasuk of chumash. Although we have v'lo anachnu, we didn't make the chumash. We didn't make the bria. So the man, if we didn't make it, who made it? There's no one else here. I didn't take my wallet, so you must have taken the wallet. I didn't make this world, so therefore the Kribbo Shel Olam made the world. That we can see. However, no Hashem Lakecho. How do I know this? The mitzvah of Emunah. I shall say Sichu Me'eretz Mitzrayim. By Yetzias Mitzrayim, it says Netei Yodcha, Kaches Amatcha. The Moshe Rabbeinu was involved. Moshe Rabbeinu was involved. He took the matzah. The mind to Dam, Kinnim, Aaron was involved. My son. So therefore one could say, no, the Moshe Rabbeinu took out Klal Yisrael. And this is exactly what Moshe says. I know Hashem Lekecho, I shall say Sticha Me'eretz Yisrael, Lashon Yochid, I shall say Sticha Me'eretz Yisrael, I took you out. So Rashi says, the Pisgah Pet, that's why Klal Yisrael worship the Egel Azov. Why did you worship the Egel Azov? We didn't know the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael. I thought it was given to Moshe. I thought that was the difference with Moshe. It's a very difficult thing to say. I should have said Lashon Yochid. I should have said Meretz Yisrael. So you say Moshe. Moshe did it. You call it Moshe. Moshe was something with Yitzir. He said, no. Anoch Hashem HaKecha Asher Sestecha Me'etz Yisrael. Ain O Mavado. No one else. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you shouldn't think that Koyach HaKam Urabo. You shouldn't think there's another Koyach involved. There's only B'chvod B'yatzel. Anivu Malach, Anivu Sorv. Oh yeah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If this you saw it, we can answer up the kasha of Ibn Ezra. Last week's Sedra, the Pesukim tells by Yom Moshe Elam, when he saw that power was running after Klal Yisrael, by Yom Moshe Elam, Al Tiro is Yasru Yu is Yeshua Hashem. Don't be afraid. Stand, you'll see Yeshua Hashem. As Yasru Lachem Hayom. What are they worried about? What are they scared about? 600,000 Jews. In the 20 to 60, there are a couple million Jews. Fract Ibn Ezra. Yesha Tamua. Echira. Machin and Gadol. Gadol shall sheish meos elefish. I wrote from Achareim, Malomo Yechomo Nafshom, Abneim. Why did they fight? Why did they fight back? Why are they running away like babies? So, but Ezra gives it to Eretz. You know why? They couldn't do it. Well, you saw Nirpim, Vayamulumodim. They were weak. And since for hundreds of years, they had a slave mentality, Loma Minurov, Lizbo Ol Mitzrayim, Vinafshi Shvelim. We never fought all these years, all of a sudden we're going to fight. That's what Ibn Ezra says. They didn't fight back because they didn't have the personality, tchuna, to fight. They're always not fighting. But according to the pshat that we said, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it to see the godless of Bori, if they would fight back, they wouldn't see the goddess Abori. They wouldn't say Anoch Hashem Lekasher or Tzitzichem Eretz Yisrael. I did it. Shemayim Voritz, there's no question they didn't create Shemayim Voritz. But Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Mechama, maybe we have a shittus, we have a chilek in it. The Muna Pshuta, this was Yetzias Mitzrayim. He saw clearly man couldn't do it. Couldn't even fight back with Mitzrayim. It was Kulashim. Kulashim. You mentioned Anoch Hashem Lakecha, I show it's a stichum Eretz Yisrael. It's Loshen Yochid. He said, Rashi says, that he pissed on Pel and Moshe Lalami Snegir B'Masa Ego. He should give it a what? He pissed on Pel, in Taina, the Torah was given to Moshe. How can he say it? How can you say it? When all of Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai and said, "Nas and Nishma, Anoch Hashem Lakecha," only goes on Moshe Rabbeinu. It's Rosh Yachid. Anoch Hashem Lakecha, Asher Tzitzicho. Rosh Yachid. The answer is the Pischem Peh. But how can you say that Rosh? The answer is the Torah is given with the Enochi. They have a pasuk. He said every single day in the Rashi Mosiyot. Vezos brisi osam, ruchi asher lecha, devori asher sam tefil. Zos brisi osam is lashon Rabbi. Ruchi asher lecha, devori asher sam tefil is lashon Yochid. You have Rabbi and Yochid. Klal Yisrael stood by Har Sinai and said, "Not the Nishma." There was a Kriyas Bris. That Bris was for Klal Yisrael. The Chiyuv of Torah and Mitzvahs is on a Klal, on Klal Yisrael. However, the Kiyum of the Mitzvahs, the Kiyum of a Mitzvah, is on the Yochid. The Chiv and Kol Yisrael, they, Kol Yisrael, took the Krisis Bris. This Bris, this covenant between Kol Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Kiyum of Bris, the Kiyum, is on every Yochid. And why is this? I think more in Kedushin, the end of the first parak. That every Jew should feel that when he's doing a mitzvah, it's Chati Zaka Chati Chayim. And you're putting on tefillin, the world depends on your tefillin. On every mitzvah you do. Kim HaMitzvahs is on the Yochid. The Krisis Bris is a chiv on the Klal. The Kim is a chiv on the Pride. So too, Anoch Hashem Lakecha. That Anochi, that even from the Muna, Hashem Sitzich HaMeres Nisraim Lash Yochid, is in turn on Kim HaMitzvahs. Even though Klal Yisrael was given the entire Kotor, the Bris. Anoch Hashem Lakecha. The word Anochi doesn't say Ani, it says Anochi. Anoch Hashem Lakecha. This Lashon Anochi is a Lashon that mentioned in Michilta, Anochi. Anochi. You believe it? It's Anochi. Because they saw a steer. By Kriyas Yamsuf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared like a gibor. Hashem Yishmachom Hashem Shemo. A gibor. Powerful. Can destroy. Kigal Basuz Baruch Rav Vayam. A gibor. And came to HaSinai. Because Baruch Hu appeared like a zaki, an altaman, an old man. If he's an old man, he must be weak. Hardly can walk, hardly can talk, difficult to lift his hand. I see. Anochi Hashem Lakecha. He says, Anochi, the same one that you saw by Kriyas Yamsuf, Anochi Hashem Lakecha. This is who I am. It's the same one. It's not Sphira. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to us in various ways. You have in the Torah Machlokes and Amoraim, Tanoim, Chai and Potter, Osir, Mutter. So Rashi says in Ksubas and Zion, Ve'eichod Ashkan Amoroi Pligi, Kochad Aliba de Nafshoi, V'din Yisr V'heter. And they say different things, and this war is like this, and this war is like this, so let's check it. Someone's wrong. Either it's true or it's false. One of the answers is wrong, and one is correct. Zimnim v'shayach ha-hai taimo, zimnim v'shayach ha-hai taimo. Rashi says this. Sha'atam esapek l'fi shinri hadvorim, b'shinri mut. Let's look at the situation. HaKadosh Baruch Hu appears to us in both ways. In this way, and that way, and this way. The Yam and the Yaboshim. Anoch Hashem Akecha, that what you saw in the Yam, I'm the same Anochi, even though I look like an old man. The same davening. Hashem is in Kavanah. The first of the bracha of us, Hakeel, Kael, Hakeel, Kael, 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 Hakeel, Rachamim, Hagadol, Chesed, Hagibor, Din, Din. Kodesh Baruch Hu is Rachamim Mechesed, Kelgo. Hagibor is Din, Vahanoro. Awesome. Because he's both Gibor and Din. He's also Rachamim and Din. He's a Rachamim Chanun, that's the Chesed, the Savlin, Elbow, and at the same time, most Yomas. High chorus. Tocho of Okosai. Tocho of Kisano. Tremendous Serb. Tremendous Oishin. Korbanis. Srafis. Skills there. Srafis. Herbichanik. A destruction. Can destroy Kabah Yisrael. The Minasarach. And that's what means awesome. Nora. Nor is both things. Racham in the Din. Racham in the Din. It's a stira. That's a Kodesh Baruch. Anokhi Hashem Lekel. I share the Sichem here is this right. What has this got to do with us? The Gemara says in Shabbos, on that word, Anokhi, the Gemara says, Anotrikin. Kufay, the end of Tabona, it says, Anochi Hashem Lekech. Not on me. Anochi are four letters. Aleph, Nun, Chof, Yud. Ana, Nafshi, Kisivis, Yahavis. Ana, Nafshi, Kisivis, Yahavis. And Rashi says, Ana, Nafshi, Ani, Beatz. I myself in the Torah, my nefesh is in the Torah. When you see, learn, you're learning the nefesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He looks at a picture and starts to cry. That's a picture of his father who passed away 25 years ago. And he looks at that picture. It's a picture. And it gets in his heart. He looks at that picture and he smiles. It has an effect. That picture has an effect. Limud HaTorah is Ana Nafshi. My nefesh is Kesivas Yahavis. I give my nefesh. And once you give your nefesh, Ikadami Anochi. What is the upshot? Rabban learn Amira Ni'imo Kesivas Yahavis. Not Ananashi Ksivas Yahavis. It means Amiro. Not Ananashi, but Amiro Ni'imo Ksivas Yahavis. Amiro Ni'imo. A pleasant words. The Torah is pleasant. And that's the bracha we say about Reb Narshim. make it pleasant. The pleasant that's in the Torah should affect me. The nefesh of HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be on me. Same way. And what are we? What are we? If you analyze man, what is man? A steer. A contradiction. If you daven such a shachris, and such a davening, the next day, or the next tefillah, you're thinking every daven is life. Terrible. You have a good day of learning, sharp, on the ball, wide awake, gets every word of Shir, gets every word of Gemara, has Gemalti Akashas. The next day, he finds it difficult to open up the Gemara. He can't learn at all. What is Shir? So we think such an individual should not be learning. Learning has to be steady. You have to be a 20 game winner every year, like Robin Roberts, for 6 years straight. And once in a while, go ahead and have a good year in the World Series and pitch a no-hitter. A no-hitter. Larson pitched a no-hitter. Big deal. He wasn't such a great ball player. A no-hitter in the World Series. The first and last time. But he wasn't steady. He wasn't ready game after game, year after year. Lucky, lucky. He shoots, he scores. He can't do that at all. It's happening, isn't it? It's not for you. It's not for me. You've got to be steady. Learning has to be steady. A steady masman. And if not, forget it. Chalil v'chad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anochi Hashem Elokecha. My personality, I put into Torah. I put into you. Avada, avada, our purpose is Lumo Lamedish Velasus, to be said masmid constantly. But if we're not, Rachel Achanan, Hagorla Gibor, Vanora, awesome, you're a Baal Chesed, you're a Baal Rachamim, you're a Baal Minas Hadid, Stirzik, that's Anochi. And this is what man is. Anochi Hashem Lekecho, Ano Nashi Kisivis Yavis, Ami Amiran Imo Kisivu Yehivo, I gave you an Amir Nima. The Marsha says, this Amir Nima is how we should learn. If it's in the Torah, it should have an effect on us. Our learning should be Nima. Because the whole text is Nima. Torah is a Nima. I put my nefesh into it. That's how we should be. And even though we're not sometimes steady, we're going to HaKadosh Baruch Hu one day more than the other. And one tefillah more than the other. And one seder more than the other. But no one has a right to say, because I'm not steady, I'm giving up. This is what we are. For Baruch is Rachum, and he's Midas Adin. This is a Kodesh Baruch. Eilu v'eilu divrei kinchai. Oser and mutter. Oser and mutter. Can't be oser. Situation may be until it wasn't sure it should be. The other times will be different. No Hashem Lekecha the Yisad of our life. Hasbash is the Sikha Meretz Yisrael. And you have nothing to do with it, even though you think you did. This is the Yisad of our Buddha. And this is the Yisad, the foundation, the very foundation that we live. We have the Anochi within us. If a person learns, and I see this, you see it, there are Talmidim that love learning. You love it. Porish and Eo. You can sit and learn for hours. The Chavrusa. The same individual can just play chess. Mind boggling. The mind is boggling. It's exercise for the mind. They really feel that Torah is the greatest subject that ever existed. so challenging? Was it any course in the college? It's a challenge to the mind. Challenge. They love challenges. And they want a good cheer. A good cheer means a challenge to my mind. I have to chazer over this year. Figure exactly what the Rebbe said. It's a challenge to my mind. This is not what Torah is all about. This is not what Torah is all about. No ki Hashem l'kecha. I didn't give you my brains. I gave you my nefesh. You see, the nefesh, your learning should be a different muscle image. It means change. You have the nefesh of the kim inside. Don't bother me with Musser. I want to stand the Tais, it's not your Musser. This is the person. This is the purpose. This is the purpose of learning. This is the purpose of learning. The other way of learning can even appeal to a goy. Even to a goy. A Canadian gave a shear. There's a Gentile in the shear. He asked the kasha. Very excellent kasha. The Rebbe gave a difference. The Talmud came out to us. Said, Rebbe, do you know who was there? A goy. He says, I know. How do you know it was a goy? He said, the way he asked the question, and that way I gave him the answer. No expression on his face. No Islamists. This a few times. Rosh Yeshiva from Darvadat, Rosh Shlomo Hyman, the Talmud of Rav Baruch Ber. Rav Baruch Ber in Europe heard as a Jew a couple hundred miles away that saw the Rav Kineger. Says, I'm going to see him. Traveled on the train to see a Jew that said he saw the Rav Kineger. Came there, he told him stories, they asked him questions to give answers. In the middle of his talk, the barber turns to Rosh Shlomo Haim and says, let's leave. It's an interesting story, let's leave. So they left. Really, what's wrong? He never saw Rav Kineger. Why, is there something wrong with his stories? Did he have a kasha and stuff? No. You may have heard it from someone else. He never saw Rav Kineger. Not in the room. He had said it with no enthusiasm. There was no enthusiasm. These intellectuals, they learn. They'll never say it, the good swore. They won't kiss the Gemara. They won't kiss the Gemara. They won't kiss anything else either. There's no life to it. There's no heart to it. I give you my nefesh, not my brains. The nefesh of a Kodesh Baruch, because you don't need brains. You don't have to be an Eri to learn Gemara, but you have to have a nefesh to learn Gemara. That's the purpose. Anochi Hashem Akeru. A beautiful Maimar Chazal. Anochi Nochi Anu Nashi Kesivas Yadis. Others say, Amir Ni'imo Kisiliyim. Amir Ni'imo. Sweet. Hagishmak. Sweets. Sweets. This is what Torah is. It's not just an intellectual pursuit. Therefore, it doesn't make a difference how I sit, how I talk, how I dress, as long as I just learn the intellectual pursuit. Intellectual. It's very intellectual. Most stimulating thing in my life. The more stimulating. Therefore, I always put aside every single day to learn my Gemara. Stimulation. Stimulates my mind. Very stimulating. The most enjoyable thing in my life is that black Gemara. It's not affecting the nefesh at all. It's not a nefesh at all. It's not even that. Hashem Akel. Not only the first mitzvah in terms of Emunah. Hashem Tzitzichem Meretz Mitzrayim. The Melchi of the mitzvah shows that Kodesh Baruch Hu put his nefesh in our nefesh. We have a chilek of Tavimah. Rachel Achanim. We always describe a Kodesh Baruch Hu in action. Rachel Achanim. We don't describe a Kodesh Baruch Hu as a bekeach. Brilliant, Italy. It's like the Kodesh Baruch Hu forgets. He forgets. Hashem forgets. If we remember, He'll forget. If we remember our veras, He'll forget them. And if we forget our veras, He'll remember. Kodesh Baruch Hu also forgets. He forgets. Italy doesn't forget anything. Kodesh Baruch Hu forgets. This is the big news He said. No Hashem Akal is every individual. Every individual has a knowing. And if we learn this way, and we look at Yishkat this way, this is how we can develop that was Hashem, a mile and mile of that was Hashem.